Now, we're going to talk some rugby. The Brumbies and the Waratahs this week in Canberra, Saturday evening. And joining us now is the chairman there at the ACT Brumbies, Matt Nobbs. Matt, a very good morning to you.
Morning.
Now, Tarb Week, as it was always known, but I guess this fixture has lost a bit of its luster. How do we fix it?
I guess it has lost a little bit of its luster. I mean, we won't go into the occasion taking the Waratahs lightly, but I guess, you know, in years gone by, there were a lot of people that would come down the highway supporting the Waratahs. And then I suppose in the last couple of years, it's been a little bit thin. And, you know, I'm just sort of trying to put the call out there to motivate a few of the Waratah supporters and get them down the highway.
Did I see that you said you were going to shout Tar supporters in the bar there if they manage to beat the Brumbies on the weekend?
Yeah, well, if they're good enough to beat the Brumbies, I'm more than happy to shout any of the Waratah supporters a beer. And our beverage partner, Ben Spoke Brewery, have got behind that, so that it should be could be a good occasion.
Well, hopefully they get a few people down there to support them then, Matt. But the Brumbies themselves had a terrific start to the Super Rugby season.
Yeah, we have four from five, but there's a long way to go, so we're not getting too carried away at this point.
And I guess off the back of, you know, the fixture itself, Super Rugby Pacific, to what extent do you feel like this structure and format of the competition is working for your organisation and Australian rugby generally?
I think it's early days, but, you know, the ability to tweak the rules, the laws, as they call them in rugby, is working. The game certainly sped up, and I think the length of the game has reduced. So I guess that's sort of telling us that standing around and waiting for things to happen, you know, with your scrums and your lineouts, that's sort of being eliminated. So as a spectacle, it's certainly improved.
Matt, how's Steve Larkin been going, mate, as head coach? Have you enjoyed having him in that role?
Oh, he's been fantastic. I mean, to be fair, he didn't have to do a lot. Dan McKellar's left the organisation in a great spot. But he's just added his own sort of flavour to it. He's tweaked a few things here and there. But, I mean, he's well supported by Laurie Fisher and Rod Sybe, who were tremendous assistant coaches.
Obviously, it's the big story of the week in rugby, the fact that Rugby Australia has gone and paid a reported huge amount of money. The numbers thrown up around the $1.6 million a year mark for Joseph Swali'i. What's your reaction to that signing?
Oh, I think it's fantastic. Fantastic for the code. You know, he's a marketable young man. He's played the game before. He's come from rugby. And, you know, the fact that at 17, 18 years of age, he's playing first grade or playing NRL, I mean, he's a tremendous athlete. So, you know, fantastic coup. Well done, Hamish McLennan and the team at Rugby Australia.
Matt, can I ask how it works? I mean, if you were to target or identify a player that, say, the Brumbies wanted to sign, does that come out of your budget or does it come out of the ARU, and are they quite supportive of supporting your suggestions?
It's a bit of both. So the way it's structured is that the player would have a Super Rugby contract with us, and then if they're on the national radar, they'd have a Rugby Australia contract with Rugby Australia.
How do you think, Matt, does rugby, I guess, develop those pathways just to keep, we were speaking about it before, keep the schoolboy stars out of league's clutches, that crucial sort of late teen years, as we've seen happen with Swali'i, him go to obviously play rugby, go to league, and now going back to rugby. And we know in Canberra, there's, you know, in the ACTs, some very, very strong schoolboy players there as well.
Yeah, yeah. I guess you've got to give them opportunity. One of the issues I think we've got, which gets forgotten, is that there's only five Super Rugby teams. And, you know, you've got, 16, 17 NRL teams. I think the key to it is identifying the talent early. We probably leave that a little bit too late. And making sure that there is a pathway for them and that, you know, they're happy in the system.
Mm. I was reading in the paper the other day, Matt, about a suggestion that was the Super Rugby season was going to start a little bit later in the year, start in May through to September, and they were going to play test matches in March and April. Is that something that's been raised with you guys?
Not at this stage. I think it's pretty much early days of that. It's an interesting one. The rugby calendar is just full. It's jam-packed. And the guys at the top level are playing a lot of rugby. So I think that's a tough one. And as I said, I mean, we've got to give these up-and-coming guys opportunities to play the game. So, I guess they're looking at more fixtures. And as I said, giving those young kids an opportunity.
Well, Matt, we appreciate your time and hope it's a great occasion there at GIO Stadium on Saturday night.
Thanks, Jets. I'm sure it will be. Thanks very much.